thing that I was most excited to hear about and read about last night on the socials was Orion. Orion is Meta's very first pair of AR glasses. And as they say on one of the blog posts here that I will link to in the show notes, Orion was a product prototype 10 years in the making. And they also lay out what the foundational vision and mission was as far as the product goes, which I really love. They say that there was three simple requirements, and they needed to be glasses, not a headset. So it also had to be wireless, and it had to be under 100 grams. So wireless and small. Of course, you're going to be able to communicate with Orion using your voice as far as the glasses go, as well as hand and eye tracking. Up, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, Navigators, breaking up our marketing futurism episode series today because I just had to update you all on the latest news that came out. Well, all of the news, basically, that came out of Meta's Connect 2024 conference. And there was just a ton of crazy stuff that they unveiled, including a new Llama model. So if anybody doesn't know, Llama is Facebook's or Meta's AI model, and it's free. Now we have Llama 3.2, which can accept images as well as text as input now. They also announced new features in Instagram for creators that are going to allow them to do automatic dubbing in multiple languages for their content. And they also announced a voice mode for Meta AI as well. And so shout out to the Rundown AI newsletter for that little rundown, for the little summary there. And you have to love Zuckerberg's timing on the voice mode also on that one. As far as a marketing move goes, considering that OpenAI just started and completed actually early their rollout of advanced voice mode for their paid users. And now here comes Meta AI with a voice mode in their free model within all the existing Meta products, Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, Messenger. But the thing that I was most excited to hear about and read about last night on the socials was Orion. Orion is Meta's very first pair of AR glasses. And as they say on one of the blog posts here that I will link to in the show notes, Orion was a product prototype 10 years in the making. And they also lay out what the foundational vision and mission was as far as the product goes, which I really love. They say that there was three simple requirements, and they needed to be glasses, not a headset. So taking a shot right at Apple's Vision Pro, which many people criticized initially as being big and bulky and not a very seamless wearable experience. It also had to be wireless, and it had to be under 100 grams. So wireless and small. Of course, you're going to be able to communicate with Orion, your glasses, using your voice, as well as hand and eye tracking. But they say here that in this new world where we all have AR glasses on at all times, we're going to need a discreet way to communicate with your device, with your glasses, when you're in public. As they say here, we also wanted a way to communicate with your glasses in a discreet, private, socially acceptable way. And so they said or decided that they also needed a new interface, essentially, for a user interface for this device, for these glasses, which they get into in a little bit more detail on their actual Orion landing page or blog post, which I will also link to in the show notes, of course. Over on this page, they give you a little bit of a background of how Orion came to be. They tell you about Reality Labs, and Reality Labs, as I understand it, is a sub company or a child company of Facebook or Meta, where they're working on these types of wearable augmented reality, virtual reality, XR, if you will, devices. For instance, you likely have heard or seen in the last couple years, I believe it is, of the Ray-Ban Meta glasses, which are Meta's wearable AI-enabled glasses without the augmented reality part built in yet, essentially. And the post goes on to say here that despite Ray-Ban Meta glasses being impressive, the XR industry, and that's, you know, augmented reality or virtual reality, any of these XR industries, has always dreamed of a true AR set of glasses. And that's why they created Orion. And that was the goal, they state. Definitely check out the blog post. They have some really cool pictures of the specs of the glasses. And I do have to say they look significantly better than the Snap spectacles that we talked about in a recent episode as far as size and general aesthetic. But obviously, I think that feature-wise, they're probably going to blow the spectacles out of the water as well, especially when you consider the Meta AI experience that they discuss in this post towards the end. Anyway, just going through some of these specs, they have approximately a 70-degree field of view, micro LEDs in the lenses, and the lenses are silicon carbide, which is a very durable but non-glass lens, I believe, if I understand correctly. A magnesium alloy frame, which helps to distribute the heat and the weight of the device. And we'll talk a little bit about the heat issue in this episode too, and they do in this post. They're going to allow for custom eye tracking, which I believe we mentioned already. They also have a custom silicon and miniaturized sensors. And it looks like here it says that you utilize up to 7 cameras within these little mini sensors, which is just crazy when you see the size of this thing. And of course, you're going to have speakers and then batteries in the frame as well. Okay, now here we get into a little bit of a catch, if you want to call it that. And that's the fact that to get the full experience with these glasses, it's not just the glasses on your face that you're going to wear. You're also going to have a wristband, an EMG wristband, as they call it here. And this is the device that's going to allow you to, as they say, like swipe and click and scroll while keeping your arm resting comfortably by your side. So this is the way by which, or the interface that they had to come up with to allow for that discreet use of the device in public. And again, I'll let you look at the actual specs of the device in the blog post here, so definitely check out the link. Meta claims that Orion and AR-enabled glasses are going to be the next great leap, or at least the key to unlocking the next great leap in human-oriented computing. Why AR glasses, they ask in the headline of their post here. They have 3 reasons why AR glasses are that next leap. One, they kind of break free of the smartphone screen. Your digital experience is no longer limited by that small window on your device. Instead, your digital experience is now projected across your physical environment. So the world around you becomes the screen, or your digital canvas, as they put it here. 2, this is a very seamless way to integrate AI into your day-to-day experience. We've talked about that so many times on this show, and on this episode already a couple times too, but even more serious of an integration than just a handheld device, specifically when you can have that contextual AI where it can literally see what you're seeing through your glasses and take your entire environment into account when answering your questions or addressing your needs, making it that much faster and more natural. And then 3 for the on the list of things that make this a key leap forward in human computer interaction, or HCI, I believe, is that concept. And number three is their size. They're lightweight and they can be worn indoors and outdoors. Their size and their durability, if you will, and their point here is that they're easily integrated and widely adaptable for anyone who wants to use them in a variety of settings. More importantly, they let you see others' faces and their eyes and their expressions. In other words, this, and I think this is important, this is the next step of human-oriented computing and wearables, but it's not necessarily going to lead to more disconnection between people, which is kind of, I think, some of the stereotypes around virtual reality, which, if these things get good enough, why wouldn't we all just end up in a virtual world that was made specifically for us? But again, for a more philosophical podcast, but they specifically address that fear here, I think, by kind of saying, no, this still lets you see everything around you. You're still very much connected with the world around you. Next part of the blog post here goes through each of the huge game-changing features that make the Orion glasses as revolutionary, I guess, as they are. One is the fact that, again, they will be able to get so much computing power into really 3 small devices, because we did already talk about the wristband that you have to wear with this, but there's also a wireless compute puck. And we'll get into that in just a second. So because they were able to pack an experience that, one, both gave a deep and rich XR experience, but 2, was not a bulky headset that was hard to use or couldn't be traveled with or worn for long periods of time. And they go on to say that because of the technology used in the display, for instance, lenses, as well as the compute problems, how do we get a powerful enough computer and manage the heating and cooling of the device in such a small space? In fact, it says here that a lot of the materials used to cool Orion are similar to those used by NASA to cool satellites in outer space. And then additionally, so their ability to pack all that power into these small devices is one groundbreaking feature or groundbreaking aspect of this wearable. And additionally, the EMG wristband, they say that's kind of changing the paradigm, as they say, how we interact with our devices. And the EMG, which I just learned about today during this episode, stands for electromyography, which is defined by their tech.facebook.com article, linked in the show notes, of course, as using sensors to translate electrical motor nerve signals that travel through the wrist to the hand into digital commands that you can use to control the functions of a device, which is just insane. By utilizing this electromyography, Facebook has literally come up with a new way to interact with our devices, one that is super well suited for an XR device, and something that's supposed to be natural and seamless and discreet, for one thing. And then here's where they get into this compute puck. And this is specifically how they solve their problem or achieve their goal of making this a wireless device, one thing, but also the problem of getting all that compute power necessary into the glasses to make this, the experience what they wanted it to be without making it bulky and unusable. And that's where the compute puck comes in. And I'll just read again right from the blog post. The puck has dual sensors, including one that was custom designed right here at Meta. And the puck is going to be what runs all of the logic that controls the Orion glasses. Yes, the glasses are going to be doing a lot of processing as well, according to the article here. Like, they'll be doing the hand tracking and the eye tracking, and then some what they call AR world locking graphics. So a lot of the algorithms will be running on the glasses, but the puck is going to be doing most of the backup work. And then, of course, they have a couple example videos here of the AR experience and what exactly you can do with Meta AI on Orion. And they do mention here that they are early days and this is a product prototype. And here's another kind of, a big spoiler, if you want to call it a spoiler, maybe just a little bit of a disappointment, be a spoiler for your mood, and that this is not going to be a consumer ready product for some time yet. According to this article, having this prototype is going to lead to a much, much faster development of a consumer product. So again, I didn't mean to hype you guys all up for nothing, but this is huge news for the world of AR, VR, XR, regardless of when the consumer product is available. And we talk so much about XR and VR on this show, AR especially, as a new channel for marketing, a new arena for us to market our brands. And a wearable device just like this is the next step towards that marketing future for sure. And even the next step towards the future we talked about on yesterday's episode when we were doing some marketing futurism in which everyone was interacting with a completely personalized augmented reality that was being mapped on top of the real world. So at first, it seems like this announcement from Meta might be just for the techies out there, but they believe, and I think I tend to agree, that a wearable device like this is probably the next widely adopted device, similar to the cell phone. And we've talked about the first AI device that really kind of makes that breakthrough on this show too. And we didn't know if it was going to be a handheld, if it was going to be the OpenAI phone. Meta's contending that it could very well be a wearable and even maybe glasses in this case. So they have definitely some bold ambitions for the Orion. So we continue to just get to live through history. I don't know about you navigators out there, but I, for one, feel lucky. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and so super helpful to the show. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me. And remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.